23 hours.
Has been given a digital facelift. FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Well, there's a bemoan long hours of load shedding. LCC urges bar owners to comply with public health regulations. In Africa news, DR Congo and M23 rebels sign a framework for peace in Qatar. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Warders in various parts of Lusaka have repeated calls on ZESCO to consider providing electricity to residents during daytime. The warders have complained that having power between midnight and 05 hours is illogical, and the trend is killing small businesses that depend on electricity to operate. Speaking to Common Ready News, the warders lamented that they are failing to do their work because power is only restored at midnight. They further lamented that if the trend continues, their families may die of starvation, and have since appealed to authorities to engage ZESCO and ensure that a rotational schedule is put in place for residents to be having power during daytime.
Business kunwa yang kreatif jauh. Bentuk kunu marai ti ya aku ya na schedule ya wa basiri siri wo program. Ya kule apa nyafuni rende apa nyafuni. Tunai sama clients na sababu cha vitu vao ya drama za agency. Ma petro nayo yaenda tuli lako. Kwa ni njara ikaeka tare. Hiyo change kaili mwa mwandaka mbira mashejo yao ya siari wo program. kwa wati Peru ya Zankara hako sepina wa jamele wa Zankara Mairo kwa wati nangudeo je kulibe.
The Lusaka City Council has noted with concern that some bar owners have continued to neglect basic hygiene standards, including the maintenance of toilets, waste disposal systems, and general cleanliness around their premises. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Buluma says the council has ensured that public health inspections are not limited to restaurants and food outlets, but also apply to bars. Mr. Buluma has warned bar owners operating in poor sanitary conditions that they risk having their businesses closed if they fail to comply with public health regulations.
As a council, we continue with intensified inspections in all places across the city to ensure that ARAs are adhering to public health guidelines in as far as maintaining their premises clean and health is concerned. We are on the ground to ensure that these measures that we've put in place, that ARAs should provide, for example, hand washing stations, are adhered to ensure that their customers have where to wash their hands from. As you may be aware, bars are accommodating a large numbers of people who are coming from different backgrounds, so it's imperative that they ensure that they have hand washing stations on their premises.
Mufurila Zalea Mokutu Ward Councillor Christopher Lungu says the construction of a new police post at Ronald Ross General Hospital is progressing well. The project, funded through the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is valued at 600,000 kwacha and will create a one-stop center that integrates healthcare and law enforcement services. Mr. Lungu has since urged members of the public to safeguard the facility and refrain from acts of vandalism. He emphasized that the police post will help reduce logistical challenges in reporting crimes and accessing police documentation for medical cases.
Police post has been increased. It will have about 3-4 offices where the previous one didn't have. We will have 2 cells, one for female, the other one for male. Then it will have also the office for the officer in charge and at the reception. So it is a milestone to us as Liam Kutu, indeed as Kantash as well, and those BID. We will not have maybe spent a lot of time going to find other police posts where to register those bodies which will come. We will have reduced on time only, just registering right there at Ronald Ross Hospital.
Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has expressed a deep concern over the lack of regulation in Zambia's pharmacy sector, warning that it poses significant risks to public health. Mr. Kanyika says many pharmacies in Zambia operate without a proper oversight, allowing them to disregard standard practices and protocols. He has emphasized that the situation is dire and requires immediate attention from relevant authorities. Mr. Kanyika has stressed that pharmacies must be strictly regulated to ensure they adhere to standards that prioritize